Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Dolores.
Who's calling?
Hi, Dolores. My name is Steven, and I'm actually the wedding planner for Brian and Katie.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm really good today.
Well, that's good. Does put me in an uncomfortable situation, though, because unfortunately I'm calling today to sort of be the bearer of bad news.
Okay.
Well, I'm coordinating Brian and Katie's wedding.
Yes.
And I'm calling to regretfully inform you that you're not going to be able to attend their wedding.
What?
Yeah, what? Yeah, they're not going to be able to have you there. Kind of overbooked things, and, well, we need to trim it down by a few people, so you've kind of been put on the chopping block.
I don't understand. I mean, I already RSVP'd that I'm coming.
Yeah, we had a lot of people RSVP, so we had to cut down the list a little bit. So we're sort of taking back the invite.
No, you can't do that. I mean, Katie's like my best friend since grade school.
Yeah, she mentioned you guys had known each other for a while. Gosh, I didn't want to have to do this, but if you must know, we aren't rescinding your invite for overcrowding. There's actually a different reason. Oof, I could get in trouble.
What is going on here?
Okay, well, they didn't want to tell you, but I think it'd be easier if I just told you. Your ex-boyfriend Tanner is attending the wedding.
Yeah, I knew that. What? Right. So what?
Right. Well, the bride and groom know about the animosity that you and your ex-boyfriend have toward each other, so they felt like it would be just safer to not have you both there.
So they're not inviting both of us? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the tough part. Tanner's still invited, but unfortunately you're being asked to not attend now.
What?
Yeah.
Tanner's invited and not me?
And that's how I thought you might react.
No, look, I'm the one who introduced Tanner to them. They're not friends if it weren't for me.
Well, I'd be in a lot of trouble if they knew I was saying this to you. So please don't let it get past just this conversation. But Katie and Brian think that there's more potential with Tanner to be lifelong friends, I guess. That's what they told me. And
are
like,
you kidding me? I'm already lifelong friends with them. And Tanner's a total douchebag.
Well, I've talked to Tanner, and he sounded like a nice guy to me, okay? So please don't call him names, all right?
You know what? I'm going to call him whatever I want, that backstabbing son of a... Is this Tanner's doing? I want to speak to Katie right now. Put her on the phone.
Well, you know, as you know, the wedding is next weekend, and they need every minute to get ready for it, so I can't really let you talk to her about this whole situation. That's why I said I would call.
No, I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving over there right now. I need to hear this from her mouth. I don't trust what you're telling me.
Well,
this
you
is
know,
ridiculous.
I would advise you to wait a little bit. You seem emotional. That's definitely not a good time to have these conversations.
I am emotional!
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive!
Okay, because you sound like you're keeping it together, but then at moments, I can't really tell.
I can't tell why you're even on the phone with me right now.
Oh, well,
Katie's on the phone.
I'm on the phone to disinvite you from the wedding. I thought we covered that.
You know what? You are pissing me off, okay? You snarky little
Whoa.
You need to get off the phone and put Katie on now.
Oh, gosh, I didn't want to have to do this, but I, you know, to save your feelings, I feel like I have to be honest with you. I've been lying. I've been lying a little bit.
You've been lying to me. Does Katie hate me? What is going on?
No, I've been lying because this whole thing is just a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your ex-boyfriend Tanner set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. He wanted to have some fun with you before the wedding and hopes there's no hard feelings, so have fun.
At least we're both invited. Thank God.
Yeah, he said he'd be totally down to hang out with you after the wedding, too, if you know what I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.